listening to
John and Scott on AKC's
Total Talk Nonsense.
AKC's Total Talk Nonsense, episode 26, part 3 with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott, and this is the heavy metal episode.
Hey, you suck dick.
Hey, fuck me.
Let's get back to
ass, you motherfucking worthless cocksucker.
Podcast Alley.
Yes.
Now, John, this month, we have one more day in the month.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
We received 79 votes on PodcastAlley.com. So thank you, fans, for that.
Keep it coming.
40th overall and number 8 in comedy. We could not pass Feast of Fools.
Do you suck
which
dicks?
Is the queer show.
I know. What's up with that?
And I'm thinking, okay, let's tell our fans what we need to do in the first week. If our fans could vote for us in the first week and the first week only, that's it. Done. We're done, right?
Yeah.
Because if we get in the top 10, we're done. Then we don't have to ask you to vote anymore. If you want to leave a comment, communicate with us, that's great.
Otherwise,
that's much too vulgar display of power, Karis.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So let's do it one more month. I'm asking the fans to vote. Let's try to get in the top 10 overall. And if we do that, I'll never ask you to vote again.
That's right.
F and A.
Thanks so much. That'd be great. That'd be really great.
Not only
And then after you do that, could you...
Now kindly undo these straps.
Here's
I'm
what
I'm trying to do theater of the mind. Sorry.
And it's
what
working,
are you saying?
It's working
I'm sorry.
For me.
Did I interrupt you?
No, of course
go
not.
Go ahead.
And when we talk together, it's not irritating at all. I want to test our fans' fanaticism.
Right, but okay. I'm feeling a little sick right now. Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
I'm feeling a little...
That was horrible. Horrible!
It's fucking
right.
Horrible.
So I want to test our fans' fanaticism, because in part one we mentioned a new podcast we listen to and we love. It's called Punky. And they need to get on the map as well. And I think if our fans can help out...
That's
now,
right.
Go to Punky, and if you like him, go to Punky and vote and leave a comment. When you leave your comment...
You gotta fucking like him.
Leave TTN somewhere in the detail, and we'll count those up and see how fanatical our fans are.
They're pretty funny.
And how many votes
also,
we can get for
we
Punky.
Are doing after the first track this week. You've got three great tracks this week, okay? Three that you've probably never heard before.
Probably not.
But they all feature the word fuck. Pretty heavily. Right?
Pretty heavily.
I actually haven't got them in ascending order of fuck. I've got quite a lot of fuck.
Does he have them in descending order of fuck?
Ascending order of fuck. But I got him some order of fuck.
All right,
but
so,
not ascending, but it's descending order of fuck.
Just one more month. Vote for us. Let's get us in the top 10. I'll never ask you to vote again. And to prove how fanatical we are, vote for Punky.
Punky!
And leave a comment.
Because they're fucking great.
TTN in the details so we can count them up and see how fanatical
why
our
are we
fans
becoming,
are.
We're becoming a Punky apologists.
Punky apologists?
Yes.
How so?
Because we support Punky.
We love Punky.
That's right. That's why you're an apologist.
Oh, okay. Is that what
if you're a Bush apologist, you support Bush.
If I'm in a Bush?
You're in a Bush apologist, you're supporting Bush.
Well, I'm not a Bush apologist.
You like my radio voice, Scott? I've just changed to a new radio voice. This is John on the radio. I'm going wacko right now because I don't know why. I've had too much pot. In the break.
Yeah, I think I have
a... Now I'm smelling a lot of the punks, and it's
reason.
Really fucking me up right now.
Well, John, let me ask
you
this
question.
I
thought I'd talk like this for a while.
Let me ask
you
this question, John. Is sex
Please
necessary?
Do.
Is it necessary?
You know what? I read that article, and you motherfucker, I probably copied it and printed it out.
But you didn't bring it in,
and every
did you?
Time I print something out, you scoop me.
I scoop
because
you.
Because you are... The leader of the show.
I am not.
I'm just a producer.
It's called John and Scott.
And I hit the noises.
No,
the
no,
little
no.
funny
no.
noises.
while you it's AKC are the star
Total Talk
show.
Nonsense.
You know,
John,
you are the star. Scott, you are the star of the show.
John and Scott.
I am just the noisemaker.
You are the producer and co-host. I'm just the co-host here.
You're the one that does the intros.
I'm nothing without you.
That's all post-production. But, John, getting back to the question, is sex necessary? Of course it is. We have
to
procreate.
Suck dicks?
But other than procreating, is sex necessary? Is sex necessary just to have fun? That's my question.
All right.
What?
And here's the answer. saving yourself before the big game, the big business deal, the big fucking hoedown, the big fuck off, may indeed have some sort of moral benefit, John. But it does not, it does absolutely zip. There's no evidence it sharpens your competitive edge. The best that modern medicine can say for your sexual abstinence is that it's harmless when practiced in moderation. Get that, harmless when practiced in moderation. Having regular and enthusiastic sex, by contrast, has a host of measurable psychologic advantages, whether you're male or female. And of course, John, this assumes you're not engaging in sex with without contracting a sexually transmitted disease.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Can you say I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City three times really fast?
I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City. I shot the sheriff in Shoeshine City.
No.
Fucking name.
No, say it fast. Three times fast. I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City. I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City. I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City.
Well, say it like that.
I don't have to say that.
Fast. I shot the city sheriff in Shoeshine City.
So,
have your friends do this, folks. It's a great game when you're drinking a lot of Maker's Mark and Coke. Thank you.
All right. Now we got to segue again because I have a better game. You write down on a piece of paper. Here's what you write down.
Ass fuck lick dick.
I am sofa king. We Todd did. Write that down on a piece of paper.
That's my favorite
joke. I am sofa king. We Todd did. And give it to a friend and have them read it out loud until they can figure it out.
I think he gave it away because you said it so fast.
It'll give you loads of laughs.
I am so fucking we Todd did.
So, John, this
Dr.
J. Francis Id, he says treatment and exercise can have things looking up again for those who cannot get the erection. Men who exercise and have a good heart and low heart rate and who are cardio fit have firmer erections, John.
Really?
Yes.
Boing.
But is there such a thing as too much sex? The answer, in purely psychological terms, is this. If you're female, probably not. If you're male, you betcha. There's a thing, if you're male, is having too much sex.
Really? Why is that?
Dr. Claire Bailey, the England University of Bristol, says there is little or no risk of a woman overdoing it on sex. In fact, she says, regular sessions will not only firm a woman's tummy and buttocks, but also improve her posture. On the other hand,
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When you hit the G-spot, when you put a pillow under their ass,
right,
and you hit the G-spot,
mm-hmm,
they start
standing up straighter?
Yeah, they like curl up.
And there you
up.
Have it.
They curl up.
In the fetal position?
Especially if they're doing the big flick.
The flick.
Yeah, when they're fingering the clitoris.
Hold on, wait a minute. So you're pumping with the pillow.
You're pumping with the pillow
and
under
they
their
are fingering their clitoris?
They're doing the flick, yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's totally hot.
Totally.
All right, so then they come, and then what happens?
And then you're good to go, because they usually pop within seconds, so you're good to go.
You can go
whenever you want.
No doubt. All right, so get this.
I'm going to patent this move, man. I'm going to put it in a book, because I know it works.
And the book will be called?
Naughty Kitty.
John's Naughty Kitty.
John's
by
Naughty
John.
Kitty. How to hit the G without blowing your own load.
Very good, then.
Thank you.
So, Dr. George Winch Jr. an obstetrician.
Yeah, helping old wife.
Gynecologist, and I wonder if the W has anything to say about gynecologists.
It's
anyway.
It's a drag.
If a woman is premenopausal and otherwise healthy, having an extraordinary, or do you say extraordinary, amount of intercourse?
Can I ask you something? Why would the American public want to have a colon, a dick, and a bush running the country? That's all I want to know. Go ahead.
All right.
It's Puerto Rico.
Rocky, you know?
So, Dr. Winch Jr.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I think I heard in the parking lot the Italian stallion trying to start his car. It's a little cold outside.
No.
I think he's having a little trouble there, Scott.
No.
Can you go out there and give us some jump, a jump on his jumper?
Yeah. Really? I just have to open the door.
Absolutely. Hey.
I done you a favor last time, you know.
No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, then. Women who abstain from sex run some risks, John.
I'm really drunk, dude.
In postmenopausal women, these include vaginal atrophy. Whatever that is, that sounds horrible.
What'd you say? Say that again.
Vaginal atrophy.
That means when the muscles contract, when you have atrophy, when you're dead.
Right, and they all
your
shrivel
muscles,
up.
Yeah, they're like... So it's going to chop your dick off when it goes in there. Oh, my vagina's atrophying. And it's gone. No, mine's better.
So this not doctor only said, she had a middle-aged patient woman who says she hadn't had intercourse in 3 years. She just wasn't interested. The opening of a vagina is narrow from disuse. It's a condition that can lead to dyspareunia, or pain associated with intercourse.
What? Dyspareunia?
Right. So if the women...
What the hell is dyspareunia?
It's when they're...
it's pareunia dys...
The narrowing of the vagina from misuse. I mean, disuse.
A lot of vagina.
A lot of vagina.
You know that's a character in Austin Powers?
So...
A lot of vagina.
The doctor says... You'd better buy a vibrator or you're going to lose function there to those women. So let's get the vibrator going. As for men, this is important. This is talking about you and me, John. It's definitely possible to get too much of a good thing.
What do you mean?
Now that drugs such as Viagra and Levitra have given men far more satisfying staying powder power than may actually be good for them. So, we got these big erections because of drugs, and it's not good for us. The penis, said Id, is a wonderfully resilient.
Oh.
But everything has its limits.
Well, didn't the W win an erection?
I talked to my dad. That is your right.
Didn't George W win an erection?
I think he won two of them.
Touch it. Don't touch it. Drugs and alcohol. I gave her white hair. Let's come together. Not only once... But twice.
So get this, John. Penile tissues,
for money.
If given too roistering or prolonging of pummeling.
What?
This is a doctor talking.
Right.
So what he's
a
mean,
doctor saying, can I pummel your ass?
If you're banging too much, the penis can sustain damage.
What?
Or in cases you just soon not hear about.
Everybody wants to be a war correspondent.
Permanent damage, John. Permanent damage.
Like what? What's going to happen to your cock?
I see it in pro football players, says Id. They use Viagra because they're so sexually active. What they demand of their body is unreasonable.
Yeah,
it's
but
part of playing football.
But Scott, if
you play through the pain.
Right, but if you respect it, it's not going to happen. Even ask Tom Cruise. He'll tell you.
Respect the cock.
That's
right. But there's
right.
a reason that the penis, in its natural state...
Yeah, but if you respect the cock, then you can eventually...
Tame the cunt!
But there's a reason the penis, in its natural state, undergoes a period of flaccidity.
Wait a minute.
I'm not sure I hear a question.
That's when it takes a breather, all right? So when you lose your erection for a couple of minutes before the next fuck... it's a good thing because it's being replenished by the blood with oxygen, and your cock needs oxygen.
That's right.
Hey, that might be a good song for Punky. My cock needs oxygen.
Give it some air. Give it some air.
During an erection, very little blood flows to the penis. During thrusting, pressure can go as high as 200 milliliters of water. Zero blood flows into the penis at this time, John. Wow. So your penis is not getting the oxygen it needs to be to remain the penis that it is and it's always been.
Hello, cutie pie.
Wow.
To absorb oxygen...
You know what I've been trying to tell you for a long time? I am...
I'm a cop, you idiot!
The tissue must become relaxed. If you do not allow the penis to rest... Then the muscle tissue does not get enough oxygen. The individual gets prolonged erections, decreased oxygen to tissue, and could potentially suffer priapism.
Ooh, then you're definitely in.
One of us is in deep trouble.
No shit.
And then later, you look down, and all of a sudden...
Whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
That's right.
The big surprise.
I'll tell you something, Scott. Scotters... And I say that affectionately because of TP, 731.
No da.
P. Tony.
The Pooch.
He loves to call you The Pooch! Why did we call him that? The Pooch!
I don't know.
He calls you Scotters.
No doubt. He even was dressed up at me as Halloween. Dressed up at me? He dressed
and
up as me.
And that pissed you off more than anything.
It didn't.
You
were
lying ass.
I was flattered.
It was the funniest fucking thing I
would.
And I
dress
helped him.
Up.
I helped him
as
with his
me
costume
for Halloween.
He showed up at my house with just a bald cap on. I said, "That's not enough, dude." I said, "Okay, you got the jean shorts, but you got to have a jean shirt."
No doubt.
So I ran upstairs and I gave him a jean shirt.
What am I wearing tonight?
And a white t-shirt. That's you, man. White t-shirt, jean shirt, jean shorts, and some Doc Martin boots with the white bald head looking like a white supremacist. Didn't you and your black girlfriend used to like cause trouble at the
mall?
At the mall.
Yeah.
To see if who would harass who.
Who would harass who? And surprisingly, John.
Yeah.
As a couple, we were never harassed by white people.
Wow.
As a couple, we were harassed by black people, and they came down on the black girlfriend.
And I digress, but I don't know where I'm going, and I forgot exactly what was I talking
Tony
about.
Tony Papucci dressed up as me for Halloween.
Right.
And it is Halloween.
That's right. It's Halloween. By the time you listen to this, Halloween will have come and gone.
Will have come.
Unless you post
gone.
It tomorrow.
Right. I don't think that'll happen. But I'll try.
Well, it could. Well, why don't you?
Hey, I'm a police officer.
Okay.
Oh, I forget. Okay, today.
It's coming to you now, though.
Here it is.
You got it.
My son and I were watching TV, and I started flicking through the channels, and all of a sudden, God damn it, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was playing a hero, Jack Slater.
Jack Slater,
yeah,
last action hero.
Yeah.
Hello, cutie pie.
But he was playing with this young lad, and the young lad had... got this special ticket where he can go into the movie world.
Right.
And he was in the movie with Jack Slater, who was Arnold Schwarzenegger was playing this character, Jack Slater. Do I sound fucked up? Dude.
No, not at all.
I can't
wait to hear it again.
I'm totally hammered, and I'm not going to make it to work tomorrow. I'm not sure, but I have to be there. What time is it? It is actually almost 10:30, Scotters.
No doubt.
We're not getting out of here till 11 o'clock.
Well, until you finish your Jack Slater story.
So, I don't know the name of the movie. I can't remember
Last
what it was.
Action Hero.
That's it. You're right.
That's like the third time I've said that.
Yes.
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 Correct. Correct. Negative. Correct.
No.
Come on. Don't bullshit me. You must be very proud of yourself.
Yeah, you are, aren't you, Scotters? But anyway. So me and my son, the main man, Nate. were watching this movie, and he was totally digging it. And I don't know where I'm going with this fucking story.
Me neither.
But it was another one of those things where I could not shut it off while I was supposed to be painting and all this shit.
Maybe it should go on our honorable mention.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Fuck you.
I'm thinking it wasn't that great, but because of my son watching it and getting into it and asking me all these questions about it, and when I explained it to him, my daughter ended up showing up halfway into the film, and she started asking me questions about it. When I explained it to her, it's PG-13. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I have a 6-year-old son. And PG-13, you know, 13 with a parental guidance, any age under that, right? I thought it was appropriate, and it was. It was actually appropriate for them to watch. I think the only thing he said was shit, and people were getting shot. So we've already determined with my kids that it's pretend, and any of those bad words, don't say. They're not you don't need to say words like that. Mom and Dad, don't say words like that. You don't hear say words like that. Although, on this podcast, we say, fuck, and all that stuff. But we won't let our kids say that. It's not really important for them to say that. When they find out what they mean, and they're worthwhile, and they're in humor, then they will say it. And I don't care if they say it, because they'll understand it then.
In humor.
Right.
It's not humor. A humor. Yeah.
So watching that movie was perfectly fine. It wasn't like with Chris Tucker in Rush Hour, where every other word is fucking motherfucker with Jackie Chan. So I won't let my kids watch that. But anyway, I digress. They were really digging it. And when I was listening to Arnold, I was doing a lot of impressions, and my kids told me to shut up.
Really? Shut up, Dad.
Dad, will you stop already?
Really?
That's what they said to me.
Did you tell them to pack their bags?
I was trying to practice an Arnold, and the reason why was for this podcast.
Well, let's hear your Arnold then.
I can't do it now.
Come on, you practiced.
I had some lines, but I don't remember them now. Because all the talks like this.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. All right, man.
All right, here I got one.
Tell me what.
Oh, that
was
good.
That was a good one, right?
You psychopathic bitch.
I need a vacation.
I'm just doing my job tonight.
Oh, that reminds me.
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
Hey, buddy.
So don't give me that crap.
That's all.
Oh, that reminds me. A couple weeks ago, I made a prediction on the podcast. I predicted something. Can you play that file?
Chill out, dickwad.
Okay, here it is.
What's the file?
Here it is.
What is it?
Yeah, so John, I predict the White Sox will win the World Series. Not only that, they're going to sweep.
The Swearies?
World Series. They're going to sweep the Houston Astros in 4 games.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
All right.
All right, yeah. Thanks
what am
for,
I playing?
Thanks for playing that file, John.
Where
All
is
right,
it?
Now, play the next file.
What's that?
Trent Lott. Here's something one of our U.S. representatives said.
Look across the country and find the best man, woman, or minority that he can find.
Did you hear that? I interrupted the beginning.
Let me
of it.
Do this again. Here we go.
I want the president to look across the country and find the best man, woman, or minority that he can find.
So he wants the president to find a new judge, the best man, woman, or
minority.
Because they're not men or women. They're minorities.
Right. They're separate from the man or the woman.
They don't even have the rights that men and women do. They're minorities.
Well, you know, I could say, Scott, to you is...
Stop whining.
That's all.
I'm not whining.
What would you really need?
Like discipline.
That's all.
You know, John, on our show, we bash the W all the time. But I found some good news.
Well, you know what? I would like to take Trent Lott.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
So, I found some good news.
You did.
President
about
Bush.
About the W?
About the W. Finally. We've had a lot of bad news. Now we got some good news.
What do you got there, Scotters?
President Bush signed legislation ending coverage of erectile dysfunction drugs under Medicaid and Medicare.
Because of Bob Dole?
The provision is attached to the hurricane relief bill. Legislators argued that cutting subsidies for such lifestyle drugs would help fund more important aid.
Come on, dude.
Come on. Don't bullshit me.
So finally, the W does something positive. He says, if you want Viagra, Medicaid, and or in other words, the government's not going to pay for your goddamn erection.
Well, I hope he is.
You must be very proud of yourself.
That's right.
I think he is.
Don't be ridiculous.
So, not only that,
are you sure,
John,
that's good news, though? Are you serious?
Come on. Don't bullshit me.
Yeah, well, let's get into the bad news. As we all know,
every time he talks, it's bad news.
Scooter Libby was indicted, and we're waiting for Carl the Toad. Carl? Carl the Toad. Not the Toad. The Turd Blossom Rove to get indicted as well. And you know who else is going to get indicted, John?
Who's that?
Cheney.
No,
I think Cheney's
way
going down.
You think so?
Yeah, I think this prosecutor grabbed Libby, and he says, well, we're continuing to investigate. That's why we haven't wrapped up Rove yet. But I think he's trying to cut a deal with Libby to get to Cheney.
I don't know, man.
I talked to Vice President Cheney.
I don't know. The W's talked to him.
Just don't do it again.
And that's what he's going to say to him. And then he might say later,
pardon me?
And then,
that is your right. Damn the consequences.
Well, get this,
perfectly
John.
Reasonable.
Bush stresses Libby is presumed.
Did you say stresses?
Stresses Libby is presumed innocent. How about
Wait
that?
Wait a minute. I think Bush is just going to say, after he reads all this stuff, he's going to say,
it's fuzzy math.
That's all. It's fuzzy math.
President Bush and Vice President Dick volunteered glowing endorsements.
Hear me loud and clear.
And expressed no criticism of I. Lewis Libby. You know what the I is for?
That is,
do you know what the I is for?
What's that?
Irving.
I think it's for,
touch it. Don't touch it. Drugs and alcohol. I gave her white hair. Let's come together.
Cheney
once,
called Libby one of the most capable and
money.
Talented individuals I have ever known. Capable of what? Lying and sucking his cock? Bush said, we're all saddened by today's news.
Tom DeLay.
Libby, known by his nickname Scooter, was Cheney's chief of staff. Did you know that, John?
Yeah.
He's
That's
charged
right.
with obstructing justice,
That's
making
right.
false statements to a federal grand jury.
Five counts.
And blowing a CIA operative's name to the press.
That's a fact. That's
but
a
get
fact.
This. Here's what pisses me off about this mental retard we got in office. Here's what he says. Here's his quote. Scooter has worked tirelessly on behalf of the American people and sacrificed much in the service to his country.
I'm from Texas.
First of all, this guy's indicted. He's a fucking liar, and you're attaching yourself to a liar. Second of all,
it didn't happen.
He calls him Scooter.
It didn't happen.
What the fuck is that?
It didn't
John?
Happen.
What the fuck is that?
It didn't happen. That's a fact. And that's a fact.
Bush watched about 15 or 20 minutes of a television news conference by Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald.
You know, I watched The Cunt on Fox last night, Ann Coulter, and I think it was Britt Hume. I'm not sure who's another prick and Bush apologist, but he was trying to get Ann Coulter to actually say something negative about the president.
Right.
And she would not. And he kept saying, well, isn't this going to hurt the White House, the Scooter Libby? No. I don't think so. No, I think it's going to be better. And one of the comments she said on another show was that anytime you can get rid of a person named Scooter, it's got to be good for the Republicans.
Well, you know, Bush
and
says,
and that's not quoted. I'm not sure exactly how she
Bush
put it, but that
here,
was
I'll
the,
give you a quote. Bush right. says, I don't watch TV. I don't read books. I read people. John and
I
Scott.
I think it's perfectly reasonable.
Total talk nonsense.
Pardon me? That is your right.
Later, the president glowered at NBC News reporter David Gregory when he shouted at Bush.
I'm George W. Bush.
Are you embarrassed by these charges? The president had to walk within a few feet of the correspondent to get to his helicopter on the South Lawn, and Bush stared hard
Harvey
at Gregory
Pitt.
As
Tom
he continued
DeLay.
To shout out questions. And guess where Bush
what
went?
What were his questions?
Do you know where Bush went?
I talked to Vice President Cheney.
He went
I'm
to
absolutely
Camp David
adamantly opposed to that.
For the weekend.
Of course he did. It's either his ranch or Camp David. He's the most vacationing president in history.
In history.
Hister-fucking-ree. You know, It's fucked up, dude. It's fucked up.
While the president's aides have been distracted for weeks by the Libby Rove investigation, Bush said, "We remain wholly focused on the many issues and opportunities facing our country." Get this, John.
What's that?
I got a job to do. I got a job to do.
I got a job to do, man.
Best education money could buy. I got a job to do. And so do the people who work in the White House. Yeah, they're... Oh, should I get that? Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to go get it. Hold on.
Hey, what's up? Hey, Phil, have a seat there. Get your mic.
Anybody who's familiar with the show knows who just showed up. One Phil McCracken Whitcomb, Anchorman, Total Talk Nonsense.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Thank you, John, for having me again, and I'm here whenever you're ready. I don't know if you're in the middle of something or not.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Whenever you're ready, I'm here to deliver the news.
Yeah, that's great, dude. Well, thanks for coming again there, Phil.
It's always a pleasure. I enjoy my time here with you, dude.
Come on, dude. Are you serious? You got anything else, Scott? Phil's here.
No, Phil came at exactly the right time.
That's it.
As he's known to do.
All right, well, let's get right to him.
We should get right to him.
All
right,
here we go.
Well, I appreciate that.
Your award-winning TTN News, Phil McCracken Whitcomb.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Phil.
And our first story today, man orders coffee while naked and masturbating, offers to carry dozen donuts without aid of a box. This is from Ontario. A man who drove up to the Tim Hortons drive-thru while stark naked and masturbating has pleaded guilty to committing an indecent act, saying fantasy got the best of him. A female employee at the restaurant in nearby Thamesford took an order for a large coffee just past midnight.
Put your ass.
When the car pulled up to the window, the employee noticed the man alone in the vehicle, completely nude and jerking off. The man handed money to the employee while his unoccupied left hand... Let me start again. The man handed money to the employee with his unoccupied left hand. The employee wrote down the car's license plate number and called police. When the 38-year-old Woodstock man met with police after the incident, he admitted
Woodstock
to doing a bad thing.
Was it in New York?
He did it for a thrill.
I'm sorry. Is that New York Woodstock?
This is out of Ontario.
Ontario, Canada. Woodstock.
Next story. Study finds that the more educated a woman is, the harder it is to bring her to orgasm, John and Scott. Women who are educated, married, or heavy are more likely to have love sex... Let me start over. Women who are educated, married, or heavy are more likely to have low sex drives, according to a landmark Canadian study that explored links between sexual problems and social and personal factors.
You give me the names of your drug suppliers and distributors, and I'll tell the judge what a nice cooperative killer you are.
The research, which is published in the current edition of the Canadian Journal of Human Sexuality, found that 55% of the respondents had one or more or three concerns about sexual function.
Stop being such a pussy.
Low desire, pain during sex, and infrequent orgasm during intercourse.
Thomas Aquinas.
Contrary to researchers' expectations, university-educated women are more apt to have low sex drives.
Who are you?
48% compared to 31% among high school graduates.
Hello,
they are also less likely to have orgasms during intercourse. Next story. There's so much pot... I'll try to start again as I'm with my unprofessional co-host. There's so much pot grown in Kentucky that if every Kentuckian were to smoke a joint an hour, they couldn't use it all. This is out of Kentucky, John and Scott, as if you could figure that out. While Kentucky is the bluegrass state, authorities are finding in plenty kind of another kind of grass, the illegal variety. State police say they've confiscated more than $1 billion worth of marijuana this year.
What's your name?
Kentucky traditionally ranks among the top five states in illegal marijuana prosecution. Troopers say they would have found even more pot farms if not for Hurricane Katrina.
My mission is to protect you.
Next story. The apparent suicide of a woman found hanging from a tree went unreported for hours because passerbys thought the body was a Halloween decoration.
Well, take it easy.
A 42-year-old woman who used a rope to hang herself across the street from some homes on a moderately busy road late Tuesday or Wednesday. The body, suspended 15 feet above the ground, could easily be seen by passing vehicles.
You want to fuck with me?
State police spokesman Captain Jeff Oldman and neighbors said the people noticed the body at breakfast time Wednesday but dismissed it as a Halloween prank.
Are you out of your mind? Who told you you can eat my cookies?
They thought it was a Halloween decoration. It looked like something somebody would have rigged up.
Uncle Bob?
Next story, elderly women expecting meals on wheels.
Wait a minute, that's it? That's it?
That's my story, John.
Wait a minute.
If you're not happy with my news reporting, then let me know formally in writing.
What do you want from me? You want names and addresses?
Yes, I want documentation.
Where's John Connor? Who the hell invited you? You know why you're shouting? Who told you can eat my cookies?
Let me just tell you this. I'm a big fan of Erica. Okay, John? Elderly women expecting meals on wheels. Shocked to find nuts on putts instead. A 66-year-old exterior man has been arrested last week for allegedly exposing himself to two elderly women and possibly others when he delivered free meals to their home. Raymond police said that Philip McCracken Wickham, oh, I'm sorry, Philip Mikulowski of 285 Sherwood Forest and Exeter made unprivileged conduct and performed a lewd act with two Raymond women in their 70s. Milikowski delivered meals throughout Rockingham County for the Meals on Wheels program for about 2 years. Raymond Lieutenant Sean Coop said their investigation has led to other possible victims in other Rockingham County towns. He said police in Brentwood, Chester, and Fremont are looking into other complaints about a guy jerking off in front of old women. Next story.
You cock smoker.
Hooters air flight delayed when passenger makes inappropriate remark.
You
which sources say was, check out the bombs on her. Next story. Mall psychic beaten for being psychic. Apparently, he didn't see it coming. A woman who apparently had a grudge against self-professed psychics severely punished a mall palm reader who failed after being put to the test. Police say that around 4:30 p.m. on Monday, the woman approached 38-year-old Kevin Patrick Miles, who owns the Zodiac Zone kayak, and said, so
fuck
you're supposed to be
ass.
A psychic!
What else?
Miles says the woman then pulled a soda bottle from her purse, threw it at his head, and asked,
Did you
see that coming? Before leaving. Miles immediately told mall security, but
you
says they didn't call police until 8:30 when he asked to review the security tapes.
Cock push-ups?
Next story. Skeletal remains of a fish bear. Not a fish bear. Skeletal remains of a fish bears resemblance to Jesus Christ on the cross.
Come on.
Providing once again that Jesus died for your fins. Next story. Flaming bag of crap on porch gag gets out of hand when it burns entire home to the ground. A Winnipeg teen is being hailed as a hero for helping his family to safety after a prank got out of hand and destroyed his home. Jordan Feasley, 16, was sleeping in his family's mobile home.
Jordan Fisterly.
In his family's mobile home. Last weekend when his mama woke and noticed something was amiss. She got up and looked out the window and saw there was a fire on our outside deck.
It's winder.
Said the teen's dad, Mel Ottenbright. The fire was started by someone who left a flaming bag of fecal matter on the family's doorstep. It quickly spread, blocking both the trailer's exits. So Jordan's mother woke him up and called him to help. Get this, John and Scott. Damages are estimated at $120,000.
What? For what? Shit?
Was it like a triple-wide trailer home, John? 120 G's.
Man, they're like 20 grand, those things.
Last story is some celebrity news. It's a quick one, John and Scott. This just in, and it's a bulletin. Do we have any bulletin sound effects?
Uh, bulletin. We have a bulletin.
This just in, John and Scott. Celebrities discover that accidentally leaking their sex tapes to the public is good for their careers. Film at 11. And I'm Phil McCracken Whitcomb with AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
Thanks, Phil. That was Phil McCracken Whitcomb on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott.
And that was Phil McCracken. Wow, Scott, another great news episode with Phil McCracken Whitcomb. What do you think?
Thanks, Phil. Always a pleasure to have Phil in. Don't you think, John?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Your compliments are very highly regarded among the Phil McCracken and his family.
Well, thanks for coming.
My pleasure. I'm going to leave now.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get up and I'll head towards the door. I'm walking towards the door. Now I'm opening at the door. Goodbye.
All right, well, that was Phil McCracken here at AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott, and Phil, always professional.
Absolutely. Every time he's professional. And he's got all those sound bites that he drops in during his newscast.
As he reads the news.
And I could sit here and drink a lot more Maker's Mark and Coke. And I'm really fucked up right now, Scott, with the weed and the Coke. I mean the...
Well, I'll have to say, John, this is one of the most fucked up part threes we've ever had.
Come on! Are you
no
serious?
No doubt. I can't wait for you to listen to this part three.
That's, why do you think that?
I can't wait to listen to it myself.
All I can say, Scott, is...
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, that makes me moist.
That's beautiful.
In my anal sphincter.
But you know what? Today I
win 1-0.
That's all right.
Then. You fucker! You fucking bitch!
All right, so...
I like what you said, though. Say well, it.
No, I can't.
Bitch!
We're only asking for one more month of votes. Let's get us in the top
Please.
10. We'll never ask you again. If you get a chance, vote for Punky, our new favorite podcast. And,
who are you?
Leave TTN in the detail. What else? Oh, we got to wrap up our T-shirt contest, John.
Well, I'm glad that we...
I broke a loan.
So
well,
next,
we don't.
But... Next show, we're going to... John and I will pick the top... 10, top 5.
Amazing.
And then we'll put a poll out on the forum and the fans can vote. And then we'll end up ignoring that and picking whatever we want. Isn't that
you
right, John?
Want to fuck with me.
And then we'll get those T-shirts by Christmas, hopefully.
That's right.
So we can start giving them out to our fans.
Right.
All right then, John. I think that's it for announcements. Do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else, Scotters.
There you have it. I guess we've concluded. Episode 26, part 3.
Part 3.
And the time?
The time is 44, Scott.
Nice. That's a nice wrap-up.
Yeah.
There at 44. That's what we're shooting for.
So say goodbye, John.
Goodbye, John.
You're listening to John and Scott on AKC's Total Talk Nonsense.